so glad you came.
I knew your booty text. I was ready.
You're gonna get yourself into serious trouble. Sweet Lord, it's hot in here.
Who's in trouble now?
I feel like I'm in a dream.
You are, Claire. It's okay. In a dream, anything can happen. You can fly, Claire. Fly. Fly. Fly.
Folks are flying up to Calgary this morning to pick their mayor's brain on election tactics.
And they're leaving you home alone?
Miracles do happen. Want to come over?
Yeah, maybe we can find out how that skinny dip ends.
Yeah.
Miles?
Oh, gotta go. Sorry.
So your mom's already in the car, and we're gonna miss you.
Yeah, it's only one day.
Now listen, we're trusting you here.
Yeah, sure, Dad. You guys better get going.
Yeah, I will in a minute, and,
Hey, Mr. Hollingsworth, I'm here.
There he is.
Sorry I'm late, sir.
That's okay.
What is he doing here?
Well, we just thought it would be a good idea to give you some backup, just in case. Now, I know I don't need to tell you this, but no parties, no girls.
Yeah, just a guy's night.
Well, we'll see you in the morning. I love you.
Dad.
Hey, listen, if you're good, I might even let you stay up till 12.
He walked me to school, stood by my locker while I was getting my books, waited for me outside of the bathroom, and then followed me all the way to class.
Drew's taking his babysitting job seriously.
He's just trying to score points with my dad.
I guess your dad doesn't trust you to spend the night alone.
Yeah, he might as well shove a soother in my mouth and throw a diaper on me while he's at it.
Please let me get a picture of that. Hey, it's only for one night.
Man, I'm so sick of him trying to control my life.
Then don't let him.
You're right. If they think I need a babysitter, I might as well act like I need a babysitter.
Does this mean we're having a party?
No, we're having the party.
You realize your dad will be furious when he finds out.
Yeah, well, he's cheating on my mom. So I don't really care what he thinks.
Then I'll spread the word.
No, first things first. Gotta get rid of Drew.
Just kissing. It was intense and it was going somewhere.
In your dream. So none of this actually happened?
It felt like it did, even after I woke up and I wanted it to.
Have you ever heard of the expression, you're innocent when you dream?
It's a classic Tom Waits song.
Well, it's baloney. It's your mind acting out your actual fantasies.
I still love Eli, and only Eli.
Well, then I suggest you giving Drew some distance.
We go to the same school, work in some of the same classes. I'm his VP. How am I supposed to give Drew some space?
Well, if you can't pry yourself off of him, try setting some boundaries. No flirting, no touching, and no kissing.
You're right. From now on, I only talk to Drew when I have to.
Did I keep you waiting?
Nope. You're right on time. I'm supposed to take you home ASAP.
Whatever dear old dad wants.
Yeah.
Which one of your girls is that?
Oh, it's your dad. He's made to get some last-minute campaign stuff printed ASAP. Oh, my God. More letters, flyers, posters? It's gonna take all night.
Yeah, you know I'd help, but I have to go straight home and finish an English essay.
Look, just promise me you're not gonna get into any trouble, please.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll be good.
Okay, I'll be back later to drop off the materials. He bought it?
Things he'd do for my dad. Okay, who's on the guest list?
Already messaged a bunch of people.
Wait, dude, already? I just got rid of Drew.
I had faith. I hope Maya's not gonna be too pissed that you guys won't be having any alone time.
I mean, doesn't a rager sound like more fun? Anyways, my house has a lot of rooms with locks on the doors.
Thanks for the invite, Wisted. See you guys later. Woo!
Wait, you invited Zoe? Man, you know she's trouble.
Isn't that the point?
Winston, you are absolutely right. This party's gonna be epic.
Rocky. Hey, bud, how are you?
Good. What did you tell me?
Sometimes I just need to hear your voice.
Breathing Alive is on at 7:40 at Dundas Square.
Or we can shop first and catch the 9:15 show at Metro Cinema.
Or we could go to that place that we went last week, which was...
Claire.
Drew.
Uh-oh.
I'm ever happy to see you. Actually, maybe you can help me.
Sure.
Claire.
I mean, maybe.
I have to print off these materials, but I can't open any of the files. It's driving me crazy.
I'm sorry. She can't help. We're gonna go see a movie.
Please, Claire, I need you.
Well, maybe I could...
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
All right, sweet.
So much for distance.
Minute party planning. This is incredible.
Host it and they won't come.
Who couldn't have some fun tonight?
Okay, find the average of 6.12, 6.15, and 6.19.
Wait, slow down.
Sorry, okay?
Yeah, it's my wrist. Sometimes it starts.
Still in pain. Leo gets to walk around like nothing happened.
Not for long. He's being deported back to France this weekend, and his record will follow.
Farther away, the better, right?
Sorta. I wish I could have shown him just how much he hurt me, but I'll never get the chance.
There's gotta be a way to make him face up to what he did.
Like what?
Let's take a walk.
Miles?
Hey!
What happened to Yumi in a nice warm pool?
My dad said I couldn't have anyone over.
So you invited the whole school?
Don't worry. Okay, we'll find some time alone before the night is through, okay?
I'm not worried. I just want to know what the plan is, okay? Upset your dad? Get caught?
Pretty much.
Awesome.
Okay, shh. Come on, Maya, just have some fun. I mean, look, it's a party. Huh? I thought you'd like it.
Stop, you're drunk. Come on.
Okay, since when did you get so judgy? Huh?
Look, I understand you're going through something. Can you just call this off before your whole house gets trashed?
So you don't understand anything. Nothing!
Good night, Miles.
What, you're leaving? Seriously?
Yeah.
the corner. Where's your little apple cheek girlfriend?
She wasn't in the mood for a party.
Did you two have a fight?
She just doesn't. She doesn't get me, you know?
Judgy people like her with their perfect little lives. They have no idea what it's like to be someone who has real problems. And once they make up their minds about you,
we'll never change them.
Whatever people like us do, good, bad, it doesn't matter.
Let them think what they want.
Wow. You and I have more in common than I thought.
Say cheese.
What are you doing?
Preventing a huge mistake.
Okay, this is none of your business.
You have a girlfriend. She's awesome in every possible way. Why would you screw that up?
Okay, look, she's the one who took off. Hey, what am I supposed to do? What, run after her or something?
Yes, because that's what you do when you screw up.
Now she's passed out. You gotta put her into the pool house or something.
By myself? She's dead weight. Look, but first,
what?
Now we know when you're gonna need ammo.
Okay, let's make this quick. Come on.
Yeah. You grab her arms. You grab her arms.
Grab her arms.
Grab her arms.
Yes.
I got it. Oh.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. Never could have gotten any of that done without you.
All I did was top you off a ledge.
Where was that? When we were bungee jumping?
Well, thanks for the ride.
We could grab a coffee.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Why? I thought we were having fun together.
I'm having too much fun.
Since when was that ever a problem?
Eli, hey!
Claire Diana Edwards. What have you been up to this fine evening?
Oh, we were finishing some student council stuff at school. What about your short film?
I busted my butt to get it done so I can make it back for a big bungee jumping date.
Oh, Eli, I... No, we,
You guys are going bungee jumping? Sweet. I'll, see you at school, Edwards. Edwards. That's my thing.
Everyone wants to be like you, Eli.
We need to talk.
Ellie sent you. Is that it?
If you've ever loved her, you're gonna be quiet and sit down. Sit.
Ellie, good.
Shut up. This is how this is gonna happen. She's gonna talk and you're gonna listen.
Believe how lucky I was. I found love in the most romantic city on earth.
but it wasn't meant to be. But whatever happened, nothing gave you the right to hit me. No excuse, no justification for the violence you put me through. You have a problem. And if you don't face it, you'll end up in a lot worse trouble, and other girls will get hurt. You beat me. But you didn't break me.
Ali, wait.
Get on that plane and never contact her again. Understand?
First drinks on me.
No way. You are not leaving me with this mess. I'm gonna call your dad.
Oh yeah, well, that'll mean we both get in trouble, right? Because it was on you to make sure that this didn't happen. Now, move.
No wonder he came up with the Miles management plan.
He did what?
There's a whole list of options just in case you screw up the campaign again.
I said move!
Get out!
You're crying? I thought you needed closure. You said you didn't get the chance to confront him, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done this.
No, you should have.
But you're still upset.
It was hard, but you needed to confront him. Say my piece.
So you feel better?
You're one of the good ones, Dallas.
Glad I could help.
Here
to apologize. Look, I'm sorry for throwing that stupid party. It was immature. I should have shut it down when you asked.
Do you even care about me?
Why else would I be here? Of course I care about you. You're the only thing I care about.
You care about your dad, or else he wouldn't spend all your energy trying to upset him.
I just want him to stop treating me like crap.
So don't give him a reason to.
Mine.
Miles.
Maya.
Did Drew accept your apology?
No.
Mom and Dad, great. And toast.
We're home. What's this? Where's Drew? He assured me he'd be responsible.
Drew had nothing to do with this, okay? I threw the party. Drew shut it down before it got any worse.
Frankie, is he telling the truth?
Yeah. Drew was super on top of things.
All right, honey, you should get ready for school then, okay?
I'm sorry, I was mad.
Why? Because I asked Drew to watch over you?
Well, because you're cheating on Mom. She might be okay with it, but I'm not.
Okay, look, bud, it's complicated.
I don't want an explanation. I want to be left out of your campaign, okay? I can't paste on a smile and pretend you're man of the year.
just promise, no more stunts like last night.
Yeah.
Your mom and I will work it out.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, I'm gonna call a service to finish the cleanup.
No, it's my mess. I'll take care of it. It'll be all right. There's gold in the ground where we're walking tonight. Just sit back and watch it come to life.
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. And if I hold out, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.